There are some loaded minor league rosters heading into the 2015 season. Now, some of those players and prospects will advance as the season goes along. Some of them will reach the big leagues, but right now, some concentration at the minor league level. And we're joined by MLBPipeline.com's Jim Callis to talk about some of the best of these teams. And Jim, we start with the Twins AA team in Chattanooga.
Yeah, the Chattanooga Lookouts, Tim, have three prospects in the upper third of our top 100 prospects list, starting with the number one guy, Byron Buxton. I think anytime we talk about Byron Buxton, we're all contractually obligated to mention he's the second coming of Mike Trout. By far, best all-around tools in the minor leagues. Missed a lot of last season, but healthy now. He's joined by third baseman Miguel Snow, who missed all of last season after Tommy John surgery. One of the three best power hitters in the minors, along with Chris Bryant, the Cubs, and Joey Gallo, the Rangers. You have Jose Berrios, right-handed pitcher, started the Futures game last year. All three of those guys, I think, will move very quickly.
Moving up to the AAA level, you have the Pawtucket Red Sox, and one of the problems with this team is that a lot of these guys have nowhere to go with so much talent with the big league club.
No, that's exactly correct, and I think the Pawtucket Red Sox, even though they're number two on my list, I think they're number one. If we were just measuring sheer depth, they have the deepest minor league roster of all right now. You start with Blake Swihart, who's the best catching prospect in baseball, has five average or better tools, which is very rare for a catcher. Then you go to three left-handers. Henry Owens, who led the minors with 17 wins last year and also started the Futures game. Eduardo Rodriguez, whose stuff really picked up when he came over from the Orioles and Andrew Miller trade last summer. And Brian Johnson, who, unlike those other three guys, isn't on the top 100 prospects yet, but he's right on the cusp. And then you have Devin Marrero, who's one of the best defensive shortstops in the minors, as well as Sean Coyle, who's another Futures gamer. So by far, to me, that's the deepest minor league roster to start the season.
So, Jim, the Paw Sox have quantity. The Iowa Cubs have quality, including two of the top five prospects in our top 100.
Yeah, definitely. It was just too much to ignore. There are deeper rosters out there, but you have Chris Bryant, third baseman, led the minors in homers last year, his first full year in pro ball. He'll be, I'm staying here in Wrigley Field. I think if we're doing this 2 weeks from now, we might not be talking about Chris Bryant being in Iowa any longer. He's going to be up really quick. You have Addison Russell. It seems like he gets lost in the shuffle a little bit because of Chris Bryant. But Addison Russell, as you mentioned, Tim, one of the very best prospects of baseball. And, you know, probably the best pitcher on that team is Eric Jokic, who's more of a command finesse lefty, but had some success in the big leagues at the end of last season.